Even before the April floods, Haena residents were concerned about the impact of overconsumption of natural resources along Kauai's North Shore, from over-tourism to overfishing.
Our place was getting loved to death. Haena was getting loved to death.
Presley Wan helps oversee Kauai's community-based subsistence fishing area along the Haena coastline. He says large boulders and sedimentary runoff caused temporary damage to the reef, but the fisheries seem to be making a rebound.
I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what I've seen. With the less impact, we've seen fish moving closer in. We're seeing a good, you know, very encouraging signs of abundance, especially some of the fish that our kupuna and the community felt were endangered.
It's been 8 months since heavy rains took out the only road in and out of Haena. Since then, traffic has been limited to local residents.
It's been good to, you know, let the place come back to where it should be.
Like many Haena residents, 27-year-old Keegan Algren finds himself returning to the beaches he grew up fishing and playing on.
We're just embracing the time and the moment as it is right now.
The State Department of Transportation aims to reopen the road to the public at the end of January. Juan hopes that can be done with greater protection of the natural resources along the coast.
We got to change our priorities. Our priorities are taking care of that feeds us, you know, our ocean and our land, our aina. If we keep that in mind, it makes it so simple. I mean, it's perfectly clear. Take care of that feeds us.
In many ways, says Juan, the April floods were a cleansing of sorts.
You know, where we have this opportunity to, again, say, hey, wait a minute, we've got to put a handle on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have this one opportunity to, you know, correct and rectify all these things that were getting out of hand.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.